Yeah, no, they're fit players, but it just means I will have to rotate a few times as well. You know, what's required is a lot of high speed running. You know, and we've been bringing that into the training sessions as well. And the players have been good, but they're fit enough. You can see that from the day one when they've trained with us. You know, we probably just train a little bit differently to what they've been used to, but they're certainly fit enough.
And in terms of Tuesday, there was one or two injuries that seem to come at the same time. How are those two, Adoma and Blase, Abraham?
Tammy will be okay. Albert won't. He'll miss the game tomorrow. You know, he got the whack on the knee, which is he's still sore, so yeah, he won't be available. But Tammy's okay. He got a whack on the head, but he's okay. And it disrupted us at that time. As I said before, we started the second half quite well and had some really good passages of play. I think we'd kept the ball for about a minute and then made a breakthrough situation where I think Elmo's ended up making a run beyond them from deep and laying it back to Connor, who's just missed the target on the inside the post. And then Tammy goes down and asks to come off. Albert's gone down, asked to come off at the same time, and you know, we've probably disrupted for that set piece, and you know, I must admit the referee did let them take it very quickly as our players were running back into position, but I still feel that we have to defend them better.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of Blassi, he didn't make the trip to Norwich. Is he anywhere near it for you?
Yeah, he is. I mean, I put him on Saturday, and I'm not speaking out of turn because I spoke to Yannick, and you know, he didn't make the impact that I wanted him to. So I wanted him to stay here and work harder and get ready for Friday. And, you know, he'll be ready for Friday. Whether it's to start or not, I'm not sure. But he's trained well this week.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's like you mentioned earlier, it's the third of three games in 6 days. In terms of the team, the rotation you mentioned earlier, how much of a drain has it been when you've gone straight in at the deep end?
Yeah, it's a drain, but it should give you a lift. I mean, playing football matches is what it's all about, and I want a group of players who are not happy if they're not playing. So I've spoken to the players about that as well, and that what they need to show me in training every day is that they deserve to take the shirt off somebody if they want to get back in the team.
Mm-hmm. And QPR finding their form just at the wrong time as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Steve's got in there. They had a tough start to the season, but they've had a decent run of results lately, and you know, none more so than a good 3-0 win at home against Sheffield Wednesday. You know, I know a lot about their players. You know, they've got Naki Wells. Is he on loan from Huddersfield, I think? They've also got Hamid from Brighton. The young lad Easy has been pleasing to the eye, certainly for the QPR public. Luke Freeman's been around and about for a while, so they've got good players, and again, we have to concentrate on ourselves. I'm a big believer that if we take our tactical game plan into the game and use that energy and enthusiasm and attitude that we have with the talent we have, then you know, we shouldn't be worried about the opposition. It should be about ourselves.
How long will it take you, Dean, to assess the squad?
Oh, it'll take me 3 or 4 weeks to assess, you know, what the players' strengths and weaknesses are. I mean, you can see some straight away, and there's some that you need to work on. But it'll certainly take you a month to get through to them, just to know how to handle players individually. I don't know them, you know, individually yet. I know some better than others, you know, but there'll be some that will need a firm word and some that will need an arm around the shoulder, as in any walk of life.
What about your philosophies? How long does it take a manager to get his philosophies and ideas across and change the mentality of some players?
Well, we're starting to do that already. I spoke about drip feeding ideas into the players already. We've certainly seen that so far in some of the matches. Our pressing's been better, or our choice of pressing, because you know, people talk about a high pressing game, but you can't continually do that because you should blow yourself up. You have to press at the right times, and you know, I'm involving the players in the tactical analysis and the debriefs of the game, and including them to take more responsibility, because as I've said before, they're the decision makers during the game.
We've seen, you know, obvious quality in Aston Villa's side. Is there enough energy?
Yeah, there's definitely enough energy. I've seen that within the players. You know, I think there's probably been a lot made out of. I've gone from coaching the youngest team in the league to the third oldest team in the league. But you just see Glenn Whelan's gone out there on Tuesday night, used the ball really well, probably made us better on the ball, and covered the biggest distance he has all season, which shows it doesn't matter what age you are, it's all about your attitude and your enthusiasm to the game.
Do you subscribe to the fact that when you lose, it's how you bounce back that is the measure of the team?
I think I've always said whatever game you play, there'll always be mistakes made, and it's always what you do next. I didn't feel that we deserved to get beat on Tuesday. I thought it was a pretty even game. I think there was four shots on target all game. We scored, they scored two, and the other one got deflected onto the post, and that was the summary of the game. There was a lot of to-ing and throwing in between. But for me, it's always what you go and do next. And, I've said that to the players. And they've got an opportunity very quickly. We're not going to moan or about the three games in 6 days because it's exactly the same for QPR.
So what have you thought? Is it about creating chances? Because most managers, if they create chances, even if they're not scoring, if they're creating chances, they're happy. Do you create enough?
We normally do. I mean, we created enough, certainly against Swansea, to put that game to bed early enough. I thought we played a 1-2 in midfield on Tuesday night, and Norwich played a 2-1, and it just seemed to cancel each other out. So I think chances were few and far between. The one thing that we need to get better at, and we have been working on, is when we do win the ball back, is to be a lot more clinical and make better decisions, because Albert was excellent at winning the ball. Elmo has been really good at winning the ball, and Tammy as well. It's just turning them opportunity into big chances.
Just, I suppose, finally, what are you looking for now? Do you have aims and ambitions? Are you still thinking, right, promotion's our aim this season? I mean, what's in your mind?
Yeah, no, it has to be. After the round of results on Tuesday and Wednesday, we're 8 points off top spot. It just shows you how mad this league is. West Brom go and get beat last night 4-1 by Derby. Brentford go to Preston and lose 4-3. It's a real tight league. So, these weeks are important. If you can go and get 6 points out of nine, which is an opportunity for us to do now. I think if we win tomorrow, we go ninth or something silly like that. And it just shows you how tight this league is. So there's nothing insurmountable in this league. If you go on a good run, then you'll be up in the top three or four.
Down to the wire then?
I believe so, yeah. And all we need to do now is get a consistent level of performances. If we do that, results follow.